Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What a wonderful, wonderful, long 48 hours as we were waiting for the birth of my next grandson by my son and Jared and the Lord. It was amazing. On Monday, on Monday, the Lord, as I was just about to get out of my sleep, you know, and all of a sudden the Lord just said, April 23rd, plain as day, April 23rd. Mm-hmm. And of course it just wouldn't leave me. April 23rd, it was the 22nd. But if you understand the way I think, I do not think chronologically, so I'm thinking this must be a historical
event here.
That could
have been next year for all you know.
Yeah, it's like, I got to look back. I got to study this, you know, what's going on, you know. And so when I get up to spend my time with the Lord, my abiding time, I'm writing in my journal, April 24th, you know.
23rd.
Yeah, April 23rd.
See?
Which I'm very grateful. And just see, chronological things just really. And with that, you know, I'm just saying, Lord, you know, what, you know, would you reveal to me what are you saying about April 23rd? And so almost right after my abiding time, around 10 a.m. on that morning, which you guys knew because I couldn't be here on the radio, I get a phone call from my son, and very calmly he says, Dad, it's time, right? And so he and Nikki are taken off to the hospital, and that's an adventure in itself when you hear what happened on the road there.
And that was the 22nd, right?
And that was the 22nd.
Yeah.
But God's already told me the 23rd, but I'm still pondering that, you know, pondering the 23rd. And so, and she was going through contractions and all this. And it's so important to look at pregnancy and understand it, because that's how God describes the earth will be doing in the Lord's return, going through these contractions. It's what John Paul Jackson prophesied about, these contractions taking place in the earth. And if you've never walked through pregnancy or been there with somebody walking, you know, walking through it, you just don't have an understanding of that. You have to understand they happen whether you like it or not. And what you may perceive as a contraction, you find out when the real contraction hits, like, this is that, you know.
That's right.
And so we're in the hospital and just kind of relaxing, and there's contractions taking place and all those things that happen, and just enjoying our time as family. And all of a sudden the Lord speaks to me that this baby's not coming until April 23rd. And so, you know, several hours later on the 22nd, you know, is all this wishing and hoping and thinking and all this type of stuff is, cause you really want it when you're at that point.
Yeah. It was like, come on now.
Based on what I'm told, you know, now is a really a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now's a good time. And, the doctor comes in. Boldly comes into the room, and they have all kinds of electronic equipment today. It's not like the little ticker tape that you used to come out. You're about to go up. It's about to happen. And she stands boldly at the foot of the bed and speaks to everybody in the room. She says, "Let me tell you, this is what's going to happen." She says, "You're going to go home, and at midnight." At midnight, you're going to come back here, and you're going to have this baby. Isn't this something?
Wow.
You know, and I already, by that time, I'd already told him, I said, listen, it's the 23rd. It's April 23rd. And it was just it. I mean, God specifically chose the day that you were going to be born. He talks about it in Acts chapter 17. He says that he even chooses the times and the seasons that you would live, your very address that you would live. And he does all this to see if you would reach out for him, though he's not far from you. And they named him Asher. Asher. And Asher, of course, is one of the names of Jacob's sons.
Well, that's 12 tribes.
Right. And so, you know, there's two things that happened. First, you know, God spoke to me in the beginning of his life. Very, very detailed word in the beginning of his life. You know, we believe life begins at conception, by the way.
That's right.
And he spoke to me in the beginning of his life and spoke a word over Asher. And then even at the time of his birth, he speaks to me, and I can't get away from April 23rd. So God wanted to know that, hey, listen, I'm choosing the day that this child is born. And then he stirs his parents' hearts. They're going to call him Asher, something they wanted to do. And so it's just this powerful thing. I think about Asher, and, you know, Asher played a role in freeing, you know, Jacob's son, played a role in freeing his brother Joseph from slavery. Think about that. In Genesis 37, chapter 37, verse 23 through 36, he played a role in freeing his brother Joseph from slavery, which is so important, isn't it? And Asher and his four sons and daughters settled in Canaan. The promised land, right?
Right.
And on his deathbed, Jacob blessed Asher by saying that his bread shall be good, or fat. That's what the King James says. And shall have like royal food, royal dainty type things, you know. It's just quality, high quality. And Asher was the eighth son of the patriarch Jacob, and the he's what you call the tribe of Asher, tribe of Asher. And when you go to heaven, you're going to see Asher, right? You're going to see one of the foundation's name, Asher, right?
Right.
And it's like, it's just amazing, you know, how all these things are converging. You know, we talked about convergence last Wednesday, if you haven't heard it yet. And it was just, everything is just God's stirring hearts. God is speaking. Quite often, you might not even know it, but the reason why all these suddenlies are taking place in your life is called the mercies of God. And he is adjusting things, and he's moving us to places. And yeah, I'm excited about my new grandson. I have five grandsons now. Five. I guess I need seven more to have a tribe. Oh, the
your quiver is getting full.
Yes, and of course I'm putting Asher in my son-in-law's hand. It's like, doesn't that feel wonderful? Doesn't that feel wonderful? And he was
which son-in-law?
Blake.
Oh yeah.
Blake. And I could see his son in a hot rod now going down the road. He likes working on motors and fast cars that do drag racing. And that was a perfect husband for, he's a perfect husband for Amber because she liked him too. She still does. And God is just, there's a shifting. Y'all remember the shifting that took place? Like in 1 year, there was a suddenly that just came. And God began to just put things in this order. And I'm telling you, that we are in a season that you want to listen. I was just thinking, I was listening to you, John, yesterday on VFN Radio, where you're talking about the timings of God and late obedience. You know, delayed obedience is disobedience. And that's why, it's pretty much why the Church of America is in disobedience, because we're going to get to that. You know, we totally get it, but we're going to get to that in our own timing. Then I thought about, you know, this is all the timings of God. I believe Asher is a timing, he's a sign. And I believe that, because I believe God's people are about to be freed, like Joseph was freed. You know what I'm saying? I got good news for you. If you're in captivity, and that's a lot of different aspects of that, you know, where Asher was able to come in and help free his brother, Joseph, from captivity, that, you know, God is about to move.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.